The thoughts and opinions of the Ninja Please podcast are just that. These are just jokes, people. So, smoke a don't be one.
Nigga died, bruh.
I was talking about the Iranian man. He had a bath and died like a week later.
Because he been so used to being dirty, bruh. All that bacteria, yeah.
Ain't live without that shit. What's crazy is I know this 100-year-old person, my uncle's, like, mother-in-law, and she lives like 107, 9, some shit like that.
And like, four squares at one time, bro. Four squares at one time.
No, he thugging. Her secret was the same. Don't take baths every day. And we're like, I mean, not every day, I understand, but
yeah,
I'm gonna take baths.
I'm gonna bathe, yeah.
I'm dirty, I'm gonna bathe.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not, like, sometimes I just might feel like, oh, she get a bath today.
Gonna wash up.
Soap and water never killed anybody. Well,
Batman.
Take that back.
It killed him.
Ooh.
I bet he smelled like
God. He was 94, bro.
He probably didn't smell like anything.
Smelled like everything.
Yeah, exactly. He probably smelled like so much of everything, you probably couldn't smell him. Probably.
You remember V's brother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You shitting me.
That's different. He's not him. He was not him.
That motherfucker was outside on sticks in a clay hut.
Yeah, but that wasn't him, though. That wasn't him.
Sticks in a clay hut.
That nigga
had four cigarettes in his mouth.
Yeah.
That man was dark-skinned. Not because he was actually melanated, but because he was so that dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
He is probably whatever, whatever the fuck his name is, probably his color.
Nah, he was from the Middle East. He was from the Middle East, so he was brown too, but I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
He's in the Philippines right now.
Teresa might need to worry about that. That motherfucker might not come back.
That's what we said. I'm like, I told him before he left, like, hey, you know what they do to people in the Philippines?
No.
Oh, right. They shit out of you.
No, I'm talking about he might be over there and messed around and met him a 90-day fiance over there. And
Well, that's why he's there.
Ba-dum-t.
Met some chick on a video game or some shit. He sent me a friend request the other day, so I mean, I guess his organs ain't harvested.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some new sounds. Did I get any of my requests?
They ain't been harvested yet.
Put your pussy lips on live. I give you $1,000 right now.
Right now.
Did any of my requests make it?
I forgot about that one. I would have put that one on.
Take a shot of Boosie Yak, bitch.
I got you.
That was the greatest. That was the greatest Drink Champs interview ever with Boosie. That shit was so fucking funny.
You could not live with your own failure.
That's my shit. What did you lose?
I'm doing myself.
Take a shot of the Boosie Yak, bitch.
I need another Thanos one. What did it cost you?
Saw that on Abbott Elementary this week. Little boy, he dressed up as Thanos.
Baby Thanos stole all the candy.
And at the end, they asked him, he was just like, so you stole all the candy. Look what it cost you. He said, what did it cost you? He's like, everything. That shit was funny, man. Abbott Elementary, they scored it with this Halloween episode. That shit tripped me the fuck out.
And they wanted to be Sully. He's like, Snoop Dogg from Soul Plane. He wanted to be the guy from Everybody Hates Chris. Wanted to be Sully Sullenberger. Is that the guy's name that landed the plane in the Hudson? Whatever, Sully. You know, Captain Sully. He was him for Halloween, but because he was black, that nigga was a millennial Tuskegee Airman. He was Snoop Dogg from Soul Plane and like
Heart from Snow Plane.
Like, man. No, I'm Sully Sullenberger.
It was everybody except who they thought he was.
Yeah, man. Since I got y'all here, man, before I get into the whole part and intro this whole thing off, I'ma fire these off because I gave everybody a list of horror movies they should definitely be checking out because it's October and I done ran through like I made it damn near to 30 movies this month, man. I got to give myself a damn applause because I watched a bunch of horror movies. this entire month.
Hold on to your dookie. About to get spooky.
All right, here's my wow. All right, here's my top 10 list, man. These are 10 horror movies that I've watched this year. You know what I'm saying? All right, that was gonna be a question. All right, no contemplation. I got you. All right, here's number one. Number 10, Pearl. It's the prequel to X. Pearl, I saw that video on demand. It's artsy, right? You think it's a musical, and it's shot differently. They shot it like a...
They shoot it like a musical, like a musical, but it ain't.
But it ain't a musical. You know what I'm saying? She sings in the beginning, and she sings once in the middle, but it's like not a musical.
But then when she do shit, and she goes off in her mind, they make it look all whimsical and stuff.
Yeah, like the Sound of Music, but they killing people. It's an artsy movie, but it's funny, but it was pretty good. That's my number 10. My number 9
was... It's movies, right?
Yeah, movies. Number 9 was Terrifier 1 and 2.
What platform are these on?
Terrifier is... I saw it on video on demand. Terrifier 2 is in the theaters right now. Terrifier 1 is somewhere on the internet. Just Google it. I saw it on demand, though. So, that one is a straight-up slasher, gore, horror about this clown that, like...
A murder clown set it up.
Murder clown, bro. This shit sick.
And you didn't say murder. You just said
clown. They were reporting that people were throwing up in the theaters off of the second one. The second one is like an hour longer than the first one. But I like the first one. I like them both equally, but I kind of like the first one more because it's short. It's an hour and like 30 minutes flat. But the second one's like over 2 hours long. And I was like, damn, y'all made this thing almost 2.5 hours for what? You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of gore and a lot of killing. All right, number
Does
8.
Did they say avocado and licorice?
It's avocado oil. Oh. Popcorn. Oh, okay. They don't taste like avocados or nothing like that. It's just they use that oil instead of, like, you know. Regular cup. Yeah, olive oil. It's avocado oil.
I'll come back to that later.
All right, number 8 was Sissy. All right.
Her name is Cecilia, bro.
Wow. Yeah, Sissy.
Her name Australian is Cecilia.
Horror. Okay. It's a slasher comedy. It's on Shudder. We recapped it on last week's pod. Y'all go and check that out. On the last pod before this one, we recounted that one. Go watch that. Go listen to that. Number 7 is The Void. It's about cults. It's a thriller. It's creepy. These people in the hospital. And there's a cult in the hospital that is like using dead bodies to open a portal to another world. All right. No, it's really good. It's an 8 out of 10 for me. All right. Number six was The Invitation, 2022. Now there's another movie called The Invitation you should definitely check out, about a dinner that people went to in this apartment complex in this neighborhood, and you can't leave once you go to the party.
Does that have the girl in it from Game? It's like a mixed girl in there.
No. The one I'm talking about, the actress from the Game of Thrones. Her you talking about? Yeah. She's in the... I talked about this one like a month ago on the pod. I saw it at the end of September, so I technically didn't see it this month, but it was the first horror movie that kicked off this whole thing. So that's my number 6. That's on Prime Video right now. That's an 8 out of 10. Hellraiser is my number 5. Yeah, man. It's a great reboot. It's a slasher. It's a fucking thriller. I love how everybody just piss you off and... Like, I don't know, everybody pissed me off, and I kind of felt like she kind of fucked everybody up around her, which was tragic. It was tragic. It was a straight-up tragedy, but it was Hellraiser, so it was, like, creepy and dark and just kind of made you feel like, man, I kind of want to look away, but I can't. Number 4 was Candyman, the Jordan Peele written one. He didn't direct it, but he co-wrote it with the director. It's a slasher, drama, suspense, thriller. That's on Hulu. That's an 8 out of 10. Hellraiser, 8 out of 10. My top 3. All right, let's get into it. Number 3 is Smile. It's in the theaters right now. Smile. It's a slasher, survival, thriller. Let me ask y'all, have you ever seen It Follows? Mm-hmm. You seen It Follows? Watch It Follows. All right,
this is a movie about STDs.
That's what pretty much It Follows is.
It's a horror movie about STDs?
About STDs.
No, thank you.
No. It's a slasher, like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, people die. Like...
Yeah.
People die. But it's a metaphor. I guess you can look at it as one big metaphor for it.
They personify
scary
STD. Movies. No, they personify STDs in the form of a killer.
That sounds.
Nah, you get some,
you're thinking about it in a certain. You get, yeah, you're horny, thinking about it in a certain
you
way.
You get some horny teens that fuck, and damn, after the fuck, like
this motherfucker starts following them.
Yeah, and it's just like trying to kill you.
It gets passed from person to person.
So it's fucking. Like, it's like everything happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for herpes. That shit follows you home.
Pretty much, but it's a fucking spirit that's gonna kill you.
But smile, your boy A-Train is in it. Mm-hmm. That's why I really wanted to see it, bro.
Ain't run fast enough,
bro. And he played the same type of douchebag boyfriend in that shit, bro. I just couldn't stop laughing at A-Train. But ayo, that shit was creepy, bro.
Yeah, I did death.
Nah, he ain't die. And that, I can't get this.
Don't be sad. Don't be sad, nigga. It's one of the few times a black dude don't die in a horror movie.
And I tell you right now, and I ain't gonna spoil shit. He don't die, and I'm glad because you know.
One of the few times a black guy don't die.
LL Cool J didn't.
No, it's just it's about a mental health. It's about a mental health therapist who encounters a patient and sets off a chain of events that affect her so much. People start to question, is she crazy? It's a good movie. Barbarian, that's my number two. Number two is Barbarian.
Boy.
It's not about like Conan, like top barbarians. It's about Detroit and gentrification.
And what happens and how.
And the Me Too movement.
Yeah, and how people forget shit. Just like.
That's interesting.
How basic people tend to forget shit happen.
Yeah, and, like, and white privilege.
Because the movie. It has like three or four times when the movie starts over, and you're like, wait a minute, how much time is left?
Movie starts over like almost three times. Like
it gives you, like it don't even lead you to believe that this is gonna connect to something else, and it's just like, oh, this is the movie.
Groundhog Day type shit.
No, it ain't no Groundhog's Day. It's like this shit's happening. Okay, nope. Somebody else's story.
Cut, time jump, somebody else's story. When you get to the end.
Somebody else's story.
And then you get the big twist that ties everything together. And it's like, oh, shit. Barbarian. That's why Barbarian is my number two.
Because white man hand on top.
That shit
and the way they filmed it. Like, they got some really nice
black
shots.
Man hand
there.
On the bottom.
All right.
For it to be as practical as it was. Like,
you, my nigga. All right. So, my number one is X.
Yeah.
X. X was...
I mean, I feel like Pearl and X could be reversed, but it's like they're not the same movie, but they both tie to each other. So
and it's
like,
funny how X is the number one on my list and Pearl is number 10 because honestly, like Pearl, the way it could tie into X makes X the better film, but me not being able to grasp how it cast directly into it by watching Pearl kind of threw me for a loop because I was like, well, I can't put that together other than the alligator, but I ain't going to spoil
No,
that.
I can. I can. It makes perfect sense. She suppressed that side of herself for all them years. When Buddy came back from the military and saw that she had lost her fucking mind with her parents sitting there, he's like, nope. I love her. I'm going to do everything I can so she don't flip out like this again. He probably done had to kill a few people over the years who came out to the farm, and she was like, yeah, he's handsome. I kind of want to fuck him. He had to kill him. That's just because she was like that. Like, she got that whatever it is in her head where she wanted to leave the farm. She wanted to be this actress. She wants that attention.
Because the time gap is like, wait a minute, this is the 1920s, so how the fuck you in the 70s and you just, it's still, because in X, there's a girl named, it's Pearl, by the same actress, her name is Pearl in X.
I think it's just the fact that they happen to look so much alike.
They were the exact same actress.
No, I know, but
Pearl, that was intentional, because it was, Pearl was a legit prequel, but
yeah,
I had to put together how it's a fucking prequel, like...
Yeah, I don't even think that was old girl's real name. I just think she was calling herself that, and it just happened, quote-unquote, happened to be that, you know, she ended up meeting this girl that looks so much like her and that kind of shit. That's what triggered her again, that her looking like her younger self. Like you say, it's the same actress. It is, but yeah, that wasn't even her real name.
Bro, that wasn't even a real time that shit happened. I feel like it couldn't have been the 20s.
No, 50 years and then she's old. It makes sense.
But she was young in X. It's probably maybe, you know, I could believe 10 years done past you.
No, that was another girl who looked like her.
You remember we did the podcast and pulled up 10 white women that all looked
like her? No. It was the same actress. Oh. It was the same actress in Pearl and X. But what I'm saying is,
okay,
in X, Pearl is the old lady. She saw the other girl who was calling herself Pearl, didn't even know about her. She's on the road. Now, she's a fucking stripper, and they decide to go make a porn. She saw her, and she's like, she reminds me of me. That was what I used to look like.
I follow you now.
And that was why the husband was so serious and dead set on that shit. Like, y'all get off my farm with that shit. My wife used to want to be an actress, and she lost her fucking mind. Like, I can't have y'all out here getting her riled up again.
Got you. Okay.
Now, the overarching connection was the alligator, because she did train the alligator to fucking eat her evidence, because mm-hmm. she was murking animals. She just had that in her. She wanted to kill people. She had that darkness in her. I mean, if you didn't know that when she was fucking the damn scarecrow,
yep.
you knew it later on, but yeah, that was what it was.
He has another one coming out. It's going to be out next year. It's called Maxine.
Okay.
M-A-X-X-X-I-N-E.
Okay.
It's the sequel to X.
Mm-hmm.
This man chunked them out quick. But yeah, man, those are my...
I wouldn't be mad if A23 came out with an A23 verse.
A24?
I said A23, didn't I? Yeah.
You just made it a whole new company.
Yeah, I did.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to another edition of the Ninja Please podcast.
I've been learning Japanese lately.
Congratulations.
Now, I go by the name of Yuki, a.k.a. Starman, also known as a.k.a. Starman, better known as Star Sailor Senpai if you feel freaky, affectionately known as Shota Baby, Fox Blanc, the Golden Karama. I am here with some of the greatest ninjas, and I mean greatest ninjas, to ever do it, because that's just what we do. My ninjas, introductions.
Over here, once again, you've got the one and only Tanuki, Sorcerer Supreme, Macchio Metal, the Blue Lantern, hello. Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety,
nice.
Captain of the Space Pirate Ship Arcadia,
ay, ay, el Capitones,
the Mando with the Bando, intergalactically known as Kajmono Yask.
Yeah, yeah.
Sage almost equal to heaven.
Hey, hey.
The handsome monkey king, Hanuman, a.k.a. Sun Wukong.
You know how I go. Rowdy Luke.
The future George Clinton of the convention.
Oh, shit.
Happy Halloween, man. We in here.
Play that again, please.
You want that, don't you?
I remember the meme that shit was on, man. And it's your boy Ocean, man. A.K.A. the Black Ted Koppel. A.K.A. the Black Walter. Which one? Pick one. Weiss, Cronkite, or White? The Black... One Carlo Esposito, the Black Bobby Cox, Butterscotch Bobby, and your drug dealer from Planet Namek, Cracker Rock. I would also like to give a special shout out to the AKA that I brought up before, a nigga Floyd Norman, the Black Disney animator, the first Black Disney animator.
Valleys and clear skies, it's a paradise.
I need like a big sniff, like some big cocaine energy too. Last but not least, the Click Commander.
All right.
Under the hood of darkness, he will make his demands known.
Hey man, we wildin'.
Oh yeah.
All right, so
put your pussy lips on live. I give you $1,000 right now.
I mean, niggas be wanting to see that. I tell you something else niggas want to see. Boobs. Imagine, like, you grew up and you ain't never seen nothing. You just lost half your eyelash, your nut, lost your kidney, lost a piece of your liver. And all you got is your demon dog to keep you company.
Puppy dog.
You know.
Just want to see some titties.
Just want to see some boobs, bro. That's all you want. You know, and then one day you lose your best friend to a demon and then become a demon yourself and transform into a chainsaw, half man, half chainsaw.
Yeah, just keep saying that out loud. Totally sound better.
Badass. And yep. Then you get teamed up with a hot chick who's like, I can give you everything you never had.
Treat you like a damn dog, too.
But you have to be my pet. I only take two answers, yes and woof, woof.
And woof, woof. You can't say no. What was his
response? Woof, woof. Shout out to Denji.
Bruh.
Chainsaw man.
Y'all niggas not finna convince me that this shit is good. All right. What you niggas are not gonna do. Y'all heard this.
Not good, it's great.
Y'all heard this description that this man just gave.
Yeah.
Rolly Luke, niggas be
wild. This nigga wild. I'm
standing
bro.
On this shit.
No,
bro. I'm standing on this shit, bro. This shit is ass. I feel like Joe Budden. This is a double down. This is a two pack of ass. Like, what the fuck? Am I in fucking dumb fucker stand or some shit like this? Nothing about this shit is like, wow, this is something I need to go home and write about. Like, this shit is nuts.
It's three episodes.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
None of these episodes have, like, all right, like, I'm going to keep watching this shit because I said the same thing about fucking...
You said the same thing about Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm. But there was elements that at least left me curious.
Well,
like I had a lot of questions.
One, okay, and let me break this down because I was having a discussion in a group chat. Shout out to everybody over at Eat the Cake. I was having a group discussion, and it was like, what advice would you give a newbie? So everybody was sharing different advice they give to, like, new people who, you know, who are in anime and shit. And one of my biggest things was, I definitely rather give somebody something that is fully dubbed and the season is already fully out so you can binge it. Because one, life gets in the way, and two, it's English. You can just get in there, listen. Maybe you can't.
You don't have to necessarily be watching the whole time.
You can hear a detail.
I watch that.
Keep your eye on it. You know, with the subtitles, turning to pick up your phone to read a text message that takes 15 seconds, you will miss so much important detail that was written at the bottom of that screen when you went to go pick up your phone.
Right.
Nothing. If you don't think you missed nothing, like, it couldn't.
I'm sure you did.
I couldn't have missed nothing. It was only 10 seconds.
I guarantee you did.
So, and that's the one thing. I know, you know, you got distractions, you got kids, you home, and then you would tell me from your phone to your, you know. Like, look, I can tell you Chainsaw Man is, like, it's pretty low brow action, right? Because it's no big overarching big story yet. It's a guy who had no purpose in life, who had no goal in life. All he had was his dog. And then he loses his dog because somebody kills his dog. Luckily for him, his dog was a demon who was like, bruh, I'ma always live with you in the physical sense, bruh. I'ma give you powers so that, you know, I always be with you. So whenever he needs to, he can transform and he can kill demons, like, and get revenge back on demons like the one that killed his dog. Someone sees that potential in him and says, hey, I have value in you, but I'm not gonna make you work for nothing. I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna actually give you actual money so you can have an actual life. You're gonna get a place to stay. You're gonna make friends. You're gonna actually get a chance to live a life. But along the way, I need you to fuck these demons up, and I need you to just say yes ma'am, no, you know what I'm saying? Yes ma'am, woof woof.
Or he can be obsessed with titties. I want to fondle boobies.
He's a grown man.
You can fondle my titties if you help me get my kitty back.
Bruh, he's never seen a woman ever, bruh. He been...
Whose fault is that?
The old people who are like the people who took control over his life and didn't let him have a life. He literally grew up in a shed with no dental. No physical, no aid, no nothing, bro. He literally
was a dental insurance. Kept him in the shed.
Like, they literally kept him in the shed, bro. He was just like, that man ain't got nothing but a basic education. He's a child in his mind.
Well, if Kanye said that slavery is a choice, sounds like he made his choice.
And then once he became an adult.
I mean, you can talk about the nuanced ideas of, bro, that type of, like, mental like hypnosis. Like when you caught under the realm of your
titties are awesome. Okay,
no, but I'm just saying, bro. Like in the real sense of dingy, dingy is really like. I mean,
but when you break it down,
listen
like
to
that,
his name, bro. Dingy.
When you
like,
break
dirty
it down,
as fuck.
When you break it down like that,
he ain't have no
titties,
life. All he had is a friend.
Is generally a motherfucker's first love.
And he lived. And he lived out in the sticks.
And I mean, titties are wonderful.
I love country as hell.
Now he grown. He never had to deal with puberty. I'm pretty sure he's. I'm pretty sure
he had puberty, but didn't know what that shit was. He was living in the shed.
I'm pretty sure he done skeeted off numerous fucking loads of those magazines. You literally saw. He was like, "I'm not gonna transform and kill this demon. I'm killing with an axe, so I can preserve this porno because I want to go home and read this fucking porno because you know what?
And want to bloody it and all that. Want to
bloody it up. He was like, "It's a clean porno. I've never had clean pornos. It's a new porno. I've never seen this one before. Mm-hmm. Like everything that Denji sees, he's getting a chance to really see it for the first time and experience it." You know, so as he gets this fiend who is Power, who is like my favorite character on the whole show right now.
This is over Fiend without it being about him raping people.
Yeah, I mean, he's just killing people. Like, not
yeah,
people,
he's
just demons. He's
not the over Fiend, but it might as well be over Fiend.
But he transformed and it's kind of like Venom because when he transformed, like this week, he could talk. When that guy was about to get killed,
he was able to.
He was like, "Get out the way."
Yeah.
Like, "Go move." He caught this and he was just like, "Bro, I'm finna throw this thing, you know, bro. I don't give a fuck."
Now he's in control. Well, not in control.
Saving humans. I don't give a fuck about no human, nigga. Have this car.
Like, he was like, "Bro, if I kill this demon and get this girl cat, I can touch some titties.
I can finally fondle some titties.
Lowbrow expectation. Like, bro, think about the dudes who done went on suicide missions.
I say, yeah.
Just for the potential.
Niggas have died.
Right, just to hope he can sniff the panties.
Niggas have died over panties.
So you give a nigga superpowers and a bad bitch tell you, "Yo, I'll let you do it.
You can fondle my tits all you want to.
You get my cat back.
You get my cat back." And he's like, "Yo, I'm finna go kill this demon and get this cat." Mm-hmm. That's his low motivation. Cause some, it's like, he's never grew up with money and always gotten by. So I understand how money is valuable.
But it ain't an issue.
It ain't the big thing. He was like, "Bro, I can live without money. I'm sick of living without boobies."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Power is like a fiend. And it's lowbrow. It ain't nothing to think about. I laugh at it. See, that's my thing.
It's
so ridiculous.
Base urges as a man. He's like, "Look, I'm a superhero and I want to see some titties.
I want to see some titties." Like, someone could have said,
"That doesn't, that."
Bro, someone could
have
said, "None
of that,
bro,
what y'all just said makes that shit to be like the greatest anime ever."
You have to attach to the character. It's not about making it the greatest anime ever.
It's a lot of hype.
To the character.
It has a lot of hype because the manga came out years ago and the manga.
It's like One Punch Man.
The manga was like the highest selling manga in Japan for like years. It was one of the top selling manga in Japan for like 5 years straight. Like, it's really popular. So it's a lot of people in America, it's a lot of people in the West who was just like, they got caught up in the hype. Okay. Yeah. So if you go and look at, like,
say it this way, but incels relate to
that. Somebody win a Grammy. Whenever somebody win a Grammy, the instinct notion that you have is, you know what? I'm gonna check out that album, see why it won. Why did it beat my favorite artist in this category?
On the base level, he's not.
You be like, "You know what? Let me go ahead and listen to it."
That's
commercial curiosity.
It's people who see Chainsaw Man and was like, "Wait a minute, Chainsaw Man? We get Superman, he looks like he's super. We get Iron Man, he looks like he's made of metal. We get Batman, he got a bat on him. We got Aquaman, he's in water. So Chainsaw Man is literal as fuck. It sounds ridiculous, but then you see the sharp
dude
ass
with a white shirt. Business suit with a tie and a chainsaw for a face and arms
and hands, and you like, what does he do?
Retractable.
And then he chops up demons in the most gory fashion. It's just like, oh man, because we don't get gore.
I like it.
And it's not an outfit. It's not just some outfit he puts on. That's like what he turns into.
So,
like,
yeah,
that's,
and it's gore, and it's just
another layer.
I like the gore. That's, I like the action.
That's what everybody likes.
That is the only thing about it. This story and the
it's
other
funny.
Shit.
Funny. That shit meant to be a comedy. It's just.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. Like, I expect.
You took it seriously?
I mean, if I see an anime called Chainsaw Man, I'm not taking that shit
seriously. Seriously?
I didn't take it seriously. I'm like, this shit looks stupid. And then when I watched it, the three episodes that I'm in, I'm like, this shit is pretty fucking stupid. That's the conclusion I've gotten to. At least with Attack on Titan, I was like, this makes me curious. And I had already seen.
It was just
the previous. I had already seen a dramatic monologue that let me know that this shit was a lot deeper than surface level shit.
It was the presentation.
Well, also with that, it's like although it's just a lot of action, it's like with the time now in, I guess you took between Attack on Titan, you didn't maintain just even watching anything else, like just randomly between it. That would have kind of warmed you, softened you up a bit to how weird and eccentric anime can get. So when you get You got giants eating people, which sounds pretty extreme. So you combine it with a guy who turns into a chainsaw and chops up demons. It sounds on par on paper, but I didn't take into consideration, like, you jump into, like, just... I was like, yeah, if you can watch Attack on Titan, people, you know, you can see this because, you know, ultimately, yeah, I like the politics. You like the characters, but ultimately, it's giants fighting and eating people. And this one, it's like Reservoir... It's Reservation... Not Reservation. It's Reservoir Dogs, but they... That's literally all it is this shit is Reservoir Dogs, but they kill demons. That's it. That's literally Chainsaw Man. Reservoir Dogs, demons.
It's Reservoir Dogs because they wear suits, not anything else. Them niggas rob banks. They wouldn't fucking killing people
but
themselves.
They killing demons and...
They're not killing demons. They're killing themselves for like excommunicating themselves out of a bank robbery. I wouldn't compare the two, even though it had like a Reservation Dog opening scene type of thing in there. Like it's, I would, knowing that it's more of a comedy and that I don't have to take it as serious, makes a lot more sense to me. And I can kind of reprogram the way that I think about it. But I went into it thinking that the cover of this shit is so fucking bizarre. Like this nigga got chainsaws for arms, a chainsaw for a face. And like you said, it was a very literal interpretation. Like, this is a fucking chainsaw man.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Knowing it like that, though, I can do what you're supposed to do and suspend the belief into it. So that, y'all explaining that to me helps me kind of rationalize the shit that it couldn't be rationalized. Giant, naked, people-eating people.
Demon hunter.
So fucking far-fetched to me. But it had nuances in it immediately that I could pick up on. This like shit to me was just like,
why
you got no money? And how you get trapped in this gap? Like, it was just...
Because you missed that detail on the first episode. I remember you said you didn't see his dad hanging. You didn't see when they explained about the money, about his financial situation. In the opening scenes, he tells you how he done sold his organs because he's broke.
What?
At the very beginning, he's talking about, like, was that on Hulu? Yes, the first episode. He's walking down the road talking about, well, my liver was worth this much, my eye was worth this much, my
testicle was this much.
Yeah, he talks about how much in debt he is and how much he tried to pay it off with his organs.
And you like, how did he get this debt? And then, like we told you, like literally, they showed the scene where the loan shark pulls up to him and said, "Your dad dead.
Yeah,
you got his debt.
The debt falls to you now. So
that's what I remember."
And then, yeah, I mean, but it was some episodes of Game of Thrones. You fell asleep on the last 10 minutes. So I'm taking for granted.
Fell asleep on the last 10 minutes of Atlanta.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm taking for granted that you put these shows on and you'll fall asleep. Like, when you fall asleep.
Thinking that ain't nothing else going to happen that's important.
And then you fall asleep. You miss the end. Yeah, and then you're like, yo, that shit was stupid. Mm-hmm. And you see, you miss vital shit.
But that's...
But and I you're making like, it a thing where you miss vital shit. So
I felt like I turned that bitch on. I was like, all right, this shit ain't in goddamn English, so I can't even, like, I plugged my phone up across the room to not have my damn phone because I was like, all right, I'm going to go to commercials because, you know, I got the Hulu with commercials. So
everybody
like,
got Hulu with commercials.
No, they don't. There's a Hulu premium. My friend keep telling me I'm a broke nigga because I got commercials on my Hulu.
They got They got a commercial-free Hulu.
Ain't finna pay however much.
Me neither, because I've had Hulu since the beginning. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
I need my commercial break.
But make it feel like regular TV to me.
Thank you.
Well,
I need commercials too because I need to know what the fuck is coming out.
Right, exactly. I need to know what the climate of the regular world is.
I need to see my goddamn 4 commercials in Spanish.
Right. Yeah. For some reason.
Well,
just because I got Spanish friends don't mean I speak it fluently like this.
I tell you what. We are on episode 3, about to go to episode 4. If you want, the English dub for Chainsaw Man is on Crunchyroll.
I went back after I started watching Ippo. like, oh shit, they got the goddamn non-Buku Sal version of this shit. They ain't gotta goddamn read the whole episode.
Yeah, I mean, you could just wait on a dub and just check that out and just go from there, and we just proceed as normally we would. But
I'm not reading, though. I'm not gonna explode because I read.
But yeah, I mean, but that's just another thing, you know what I'm saying? That's why I enjoy when shit is like English and on time, because once I watch it in Japanese, it ruins it in English for me for the most part. Like, if I watch it in Japanese and then I go back and watch English, I can't unhear how it sounded in this language and try to compare voices. And sometimes I just don't agree with the voice. I want the voices to sound mirrored of how they sound in Japanese. In most cases, they don't.
When I watched Ippo, but I didn't know it was a dub version of that. I was just watching the Japanese
version. Yeah, I told you it was a dub version.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all that is dubbed. The movies, the whole series, they're dubbed. You know what I'm saying? For you to go ahead and just knock out.
Y'all niggas was so right about Ippo. I love that shit.
Oh yeah, it's good.
I fucking love that shit.
Yeah, let me get the soul. Nah, he put me on Ippo. Like, Macchio put me on Ippo. Shout out to Black and happy birthday to Lord Darkness also.
To you, Dookie.
Yeah, man. Spooky. It was one weekend we was staying at Black's, and you know, this was may have been like 15 years ago, and Macchio just pulled up with the Ippo, and he was like, he had it on DVD, and it was one of them things where like you just watched it, like you just, we put it on and just binged it. None.
I can see if I had time, I'd blow through that shit. I love fucking boxing.
I had to get it and rewatch it because they kept watching while I was at work. So when I came back from work,
be a couple episodes behind.
I was, man, probably like 20 episodes behind. Yeah,
we were watching, because see, it wasn't that I had bought like the commercial release of it. I bought it, this was back in the day when you could buy DivX DVDs and it had like 100 episodes and some shit on it. Yeah. So I bought the whole, at the time, was the complete series of Ippo, which we thought was the complete series. It was like one season
from the last
whole first season and a movie, and we thought that was everything. So we were just sitting there just watching it.
How long
was
the first season?
I mean, it's honestly it's one big curve. Back then they didn't do animes like seasons. It'll be like,
gotcha,
this anime,
they did a story arc,
this anime gonna have 137 episodes, and guess what, we just gonna keep putting this bitch out every week for 2 years.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And there'll be story arcs in between, but we're not separating that shit.
We're not separating it out. Gotcha. We just putting them out. Yeah. We do seasons. I don't think back then they did seasons when it came to anime.
They did arcs.
Yeah.
It was just an arc. They would do like, okay, well, this is the story we telling. Once that's done, then we'll take a break, come out with
the next. They do seasons now because of money. Like, it's, you know, you get 100 episodes, you get.
Well, I mean, formulaically, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
To write, and you know, production wise it makes more sense that way. They can
take breaks,
organize it. Yeah,
like, they'd be working the shit out of folks. They've been drawing this shit every day for 10 years.
I mean, but in Japan, that's what they do though. That's the sad part about it. That's really what these motherfuckers do. Their whole life is drawing. That's it. You saw that motherfucker was an in-betweener and then became CEO of Disney. But like, that's what they do. Their whole life is nothing but in-between. Yeah. That's all they do.
So let's jump to Atlanta. We got the goof who slept by the door.
So let's just go ahead and preface this so everybody knows. You get it from us. That's not a real story. That's not true. That is nothing about that is true. So you see it on the internet, whatever. This ain't true, okay? Yeah. This is Atlanta doing some shit that really is perfect.
And what's it's so perfect. Crazy, I was thinking about it. It was an episode, was it in season one or two, when it was Paperboy. he was on BAN Network, and he was talking about it was him, a white lady, and the mixed guy. And
the episode when Buddy was talking about he had the racial reassignment surgery. Like, nigga, you look like Goku. Yeah. It's like, I ain't calling them bitches and all that. Yeah.
So I was thinking about that episode before this shit came out. Like, bro, they really got to go back to that bitch ass nigga network.
Oh yeah,
BAN.
Oh yeah,
and that shit came on. I was like, oh yes.
He didn't get no commercials. That was the only thing that made me a little sad. It was like, oh, we need the commercials, like the Swisher commercial and the car commercial and all that.
We didn't do that. Nah, this documentary was like good. When it first came on, I took it seriously for probably 2 minutes before the
like, wait a minute, he ain't real.
Like before, like the
dude, I just had to go Google that shit. Like, wait, is this nigga real?
No, I didn't have to even Google it. I was like, that ain't he ain't real.
I was like, nah, this ain't real. But yeah, it was a good story, you know, about like the Goofy movie, and like I remember some of those memes. Like, damn bitch, you live like this, like,
right? And just the conversation. Like, yeah, Goofy Black, bro. Like, yeah. Yeah, he a dog, yeah, but he ain't dog. Like Pluto. Yeah, and Goofy a dog, why then why he let him do it?
Why he let him pull his other, you know,
his like, own people like
people
that.
Like that. And I'm like, yo.
That's the conversations that we had though.
Yeah. I love how they had Brian McKnight in that motherfucker.
Right. Like all them black actors, Sinbad was in it. But yeah, man, we was all in his
office. Man, shout out to Sinbad, man. Sinbad is one of the actors that my parents let me, well, my mom let me listen to because he did not curse.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma loved him and everything too, because he, you know, he didn't curse and did
but he was funny
stuff. And I don't give a fuck what they say, Sinbad. I know
he
that Jenny
raunchy
movie
stuff,
is,
but he did
real.
It clean. He was clean with it.
He seemed like he might have had a stroke or something lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
He did. He has,
kind of palsy.
No, he's got an autoimmune disease, and that's what made him sick.
He had a reality show for like a season and a half that came on Bravo, and it just didn't.
Yeah, he got sick shortly after that.
It wasn't all dramatic and shit, but it was very funny, but...
That's why he had lost all that weight and got super skinny. He talked about it in a couple of his stand-ups. He's like, yeah, everybody wondering where Sinbad was. He's like, I got sick.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sinbad, Brian McKnight, and I love how they talked about Tevin Campbell. They didn't even know who he was. They called him Kevin Campbell.
They used to call him Kevin Campbell. And then from that moment on, they had to have him.
Nah, bro, it was just like, nah, man, in the beginning, you know, when Max had to, you know, he had to dance and don't play basketball and just
sing
like,
a song just for
everybody just right there. So, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Because I really thought they were going to echo a lot of the serious sentiments we shared with Goofy Movie. And they probably did one or two, but all over the place, bro, they started just making, like, once
they went to all the straight racist references.
Bro, once they didn't reference the Bobby Brown, Bobby Brown, like, power line dynamic, once they didn't, like, reference that, and they just was like, I was like, hold on, we get the Tevin Campbell thing, but we straight up look at this man like, no, that's how...
That's Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. Like, you know, once they didn't do that, I was just...
That was Tevin Campbell.
No, Tevin Campbell was the voice, but he was modeled...
Off of...
Looked like Bobby Brown.
Brown.
Two parts.
And dancing.
High top,
and
low fade. Yeah,
yeah, with the Superman curly cue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was supposed to be, you know, no, don't be cruel, you know.
No pelvic thrusting.
My wiggling boy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This episode still with all of that, bro. It was
dude, shit, that motherfucker called me and told me he was CEO of Disney, bro. I died laughing. I was crying, bro. I couldn't believe it. Like, yep, that's exactly it.
I went in the room and said, hey, who ordered the right rice?
Right. And everybody was laughing, and I just didn't get it.
Who ordered the white rice? Like, that man was talking.
That was like, hey,
you see this? Get this. Draw this.
I tried to animate this.
Animate this. You see the angle
like
of my knees?
My hands are bleeding. I had to draw 100 daps.
Like, yeah, right. He's like, that's not a dap. That's not a dap. Like, I don't even know what that is.
Bro, Childish Gambino is...
Probably trying to get these folks to, like... You know, switch things up, got people anime, you know, the dude was like, man, I gotta draw like these dancing and stuff. He's like, Mickey's not gonna be in the movie. No, Mickey ain't gonna be in the movie.
And I heard him in the office talking about they tried to get me to put this white boy in my movie. And then Mickey's a mouse. It's like, nah, motherfucker, you just don't understand the dynamic. Mickey is the white boy. He's the ultimate white boy. You just don't get it.
No, man.
That's exactly what the man was trying to tell you.
Goofy wanted to keep his son out of gangs.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Do the best for him.
And then they
like,
had...
Shit, that, the end of the movie wasn't supposed to be all hunky-dory with
say,
everybody.
Then they had to see you with the pig. I said, the pig pulled him over.
It was an actual pig, too.
Right, like, for real, just hanging up by the door.
And they just pulled him over, and it was just like, yeah, man. And they said they scrapped that. And then, you know, Goofy was supposed to get shot on stage. You know,
like,
black,
come on, man. Black people running up on stage. In a sold out arena? Come on, man. You know something was up.
Nah, bro. That man turned to Goofy.
Right. No, man. He was in the meeting and he said, yeah, who's in control of the budget? You know I'm in control of the budget. I'm Goofy. and then he did the laugh, but it was all broken.
Yeah. You know? He did it like, like, dog, like,
like, yeah, heard, but you know,
bro, I saw the meeting in my eye, right. He did that, like, oh shit, bro, nigga do that, bro. It's like,
everybody scared sitting in there.
He just running up the budget, spending them when he got that, the video in Hennessy.
Oh man,
that Goofy movie drew this man. Wow,
insane,
bro. Because he was like, I'm trying to do it for my kids.
It's for my son.
He started beating his wife.
Dude.
Now he raised his
fist. No, he didn't beat his wife. He just raised his fist.
Never did that before. Started cussing.
Yeah, man, you know. But he used to hate for anybody to test his blackness. Nobody thought that, you know, instinctually, they just never thought that being black or being an animator was instinctually black. So he tried to make it as black as possible. Hey, damn, bruh.
Nah, man, that shit right there was... This episode had me... It's just like, because it wasn't like a big flat-out laugh moment.
It's not.
It was just a bunch
slap
of...
Slap me funny.
It was just a bunch of moments where I'm just cracking the fuck up. Like, they just kept rolling them off. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was just in a good mood to laugh. I don't know what it was.
It was the way they did that shit.
But I just kept...
That was a perfect mockumentary. That was some shit on Vice, bruh.
They were mocking the fuck out of, like... Yeah,
that was some Vice shit.
Right. And then, like, from the photos, I was like, no, that's really 90s decor. That's a real suit.
No, though. They just shot that shit. They just shot it.
No, but I'm saying from the props, from the suits, from the...
No, they just shot
nigga,
that shit.
No, nigga, that wedding dress that Shawty had on was a 90s style wedding dress. That suit was the suit that...
They were in the 90s.
That's the thing, bro. Like the
it looked...
Bro, aesthetic. The living room set that he had. My uncle
exactly.
had that living room set. I'm like, all the 90s shit they had. And like
when they shot that shit with old school cameras.
Bro, when they showed Goofy with the drawings, I remember when they used to be on t-shirts. Remember when they had the cross colors?
Yeah.
And they gave, you know, Buzz and, you know, they gave all them sagging pants, but they also did the Disney version.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw more of the Warner Brothers bootleg shirts than you did of the Disney shirts. Those are real bootlegs. Like, Disney cracked down on that shit.
Yeah, Disney come get your ass.
I remember
you're not going to have Mickey Mouse out here smoking weed.
Right, like, fuck that.
And everybody knows that Max is, real name is Maximilian.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I like how they said, nah, that shit Maxwell. Like
the singer.
Like the singer. I'm like, oh shit, it ain't Maximilian. His real name Maxwell. They changed that shit.
He's like, nah, see, the map was the green book about how black people had
the little map when they were driving.
They had to get
fishing
around the United States. And then see, me, it was my dad made that the fishing trip because me and him went fishing. I was like, yo. This shit is...
This man was trying to make a movie for his son, for real.
This shit is so fucking great.
That shit had me rolling, bro.
I am so mad this is the last season. We got 2 more episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Episode 9 and 10. Yep. This episode, I'm talking about when I saw the title, I was like...
Yep, the spook that sat by the door.
The goof who sat by the door. I was like, stop.
For those who don't know, that's based on the spook who sat by the door, man. Like, that's...
This man became CEO of movies and television on a technicality.
That is top tier.
Because the person they wanted to hire, they didn't know what his real name was.
Mm-hmm.
Man's name was Thompson Washington, and they thought it was Thomas Washington.
So they elected Thomas Washington, who was Tom Washington. It was it was black.
Right, who was the guy working as an in-betweener in the animation department.
Well, that shit was... That was a great episode.
Took that shit serious.
I don't see how Disney signed off on it.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, because Bob Iger, we was like, yep, no lies detected. Watch that shit. Because it was funny.
I don't think that's about if I don't. Regardless of that whole thing with FX, I feel like Donald Glover had to make some phone calls to get that okay.
Mm-hmm.
There were definitely some people who was like, "No, we're not doing that." And
I'm pretty sure it's probably way worse than that before they scaled it back.
And I'm pretty sure because he knows, like, as far as black folks go, how we revere the Goofy movie. They was like, "Bro, that shit is by sheer chance because we did not intend to do that." And if there were definitely
black folks just gravitated to Goofy.
No, I think there were black. I think there were people that worked on it who had a distinct effort to, like,
make it as cold, ethnic as possible.
The cold black in it. I think because it was so coded. So I think that was intentional. But I don't think the larger scope of Disney figured that part out. Because it was definitely parts where they could have really gotten black. Because most specifically, you remember in the 90s when, you know, the dads are just like, nah, pull up your pants. You ain't finna dress like that. What kind of music you listening to? You ain't finna be messing around with no gangs. Yeah. It was the white folks had the whole satanic panic. And then in the 90s, we got the whole gangster. Everybody thought their grandsons was finna damn... Yeah. Oh, you want to smoke crack, don't you? Smoke it. Go ahead and jump. Yeah. You know, everybody felt like they got to get lean on me in this bitch. Like,
thought everybody's grandbaby was going to be out here selling crack rocks to the community.
And everybody couldn't be shooting. Yeah, but I thought Nino. And then they had to pay. Then they had the clip from New Jack City in it, bro. He was like,
my brother's keeper. Yes, I am.
Shot him. I was like, oh, man. But that was dope, man. Atlanta, because Atlanta was just, they get a bad flat for not being black enough as a show, like a black folk show. It was like, it's a white folk show.
That's the whole point, bro. That's the whole point of Atlanta. It's Earn's struggle and everybody else's struggle. Like, Earn's struggle is not being black enough, knowing that this man is black as fuck.
Yeah, this shit gonna be a dream in the end. I already know it.
Better not pull that.
I'm sensing it, bro. This shit going, Earn gonna just wake up.
They better not pull that.
I don't think.
Nigga gonna stop playing some Kid Mob.
He deserves to have been able to.
I agree. I do feel that. It's just anything can happen. I don't think there's gonna be no. I think he gonna reach for a what the fuck ending that we'll remember. It ain't gonna be no. They gonna skate off into the sunset.
The ending is definitely gonna leave you with questions.
It's gonna be like, what the fuck?
And they're gonna have to bring that like 10 years. They're gonna be like,
it better be self-contained within the last episode of the season. Like, somebody better get shot, and then we wondering if it's really happening or if it's like a death imagination or some shit. Like
I said, it's gonna be something crazy where Atlanta come back in 10 years.
Newest season of Atlanta. But nah, man, I dug this week episode. I think it was one of the best episodes of this season. For like, yeah, that was one of the funniest ones outside of the mall shooting episode.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
Crank That Killer.
Yeah, the Crank That Killer. The name.
Yeah, the Oktoberfest is an Americanized Oktoberfest. No, Oktoberfest.
Delicious. I don't like Sam Adams. I didn't drink Sam Adams for a long time.
Sam Adams tasted like, you remember when they used to come out with the commercials, like, we use this much hops in our beer. Like, oh, I can tell.
Yeah. They had a strong-ass bite. It probably still does.
Hops in goddamn water.
It probably still has a super strong bite to it, but my palate evolved to the point where I can appreciate it more, but I just...
Did y'all see that, the fucking stampede in South Korea?
I heard about that. I had a story about that I was gonna put up here.
146 people have died and counting.
It was a stampede of what?
Is it a Halloween something?
It was a stampede of people.
Yes.
Damn.
146 dead, 150 injured right now.
Yeah, it was 120 people dead, 100 people injured.
South Korea Halloween party.
That shit going up. That shit gonna be like 200 people.
Dang.
Like, what the actual fuck caused that shit? And it's not saying what really happened. And normally, you know, you'll see some video or some shit like that. I hadn't even seen like much videos of stuff.
All they said was it was this event was closed last year because of COVID, and it's the first year that they had it, you know, since it closed. And that was like, it was a lot more than people anticipated. But Travis Scott, this shit on a lot of these cons right now, I think it's the same issue, bro. I think the crowds are not, they're way bigger than people anticipating. And there's no plan for this amount of people for these events, because everything be dead, and then you had one event that you think only a handful of people gonna show up to, and then
everybody comes
and you like, damn, it's too late.
Yeah,
because if you spend the money to prepare for these people and they don't show up, you fucked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
rather have overflow than not enough. This chick said you could tell that there was issues stirring in the alleyways, so they were just ill prepared and people just started getting more and more irate.
Mm-hmm. She said it wasn't enough people.
No, it wasn't enough space for the people.
Yeah. She said people got crushed.
Imagine so.
Said they were trapped. They said with so many people, an hour. There's people on top of you that are trapped and falling. They can't get up. And then you trying to get up, people kicking you and shit. This is terrible, man. Like, dang.
Oh, just trying to party and got too crunk.
Shit, boy.
Crunk ain't dead, but a whole bunch of South Koreans are.
Yeah, it was just like hospitals, like, couldn't even take care of all the people that were there. So it was just too many people for the hospital to even keep up with. So they got to go to different hospitals in different areas, you know. But they said they needed over 400 medical workers to, like, either help with the situation on the ground or get people to where they need to go to get help. 400.
That's how you know their total's going to be a lot higher.
They still counting. It's still people waiting to be seen. And people who said fucking and went home.
Yeah, the people who just couldn't wait around no longer.
Damn, bro. That's thoughts and prayers, man, for the people in Korea. Cause that's just terrible.
Want to go have a good time and not enough space for everybody wanting to party. Yep.
A reason to stay my ass indoors.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to say that. It's just you're at the mercy of the world when you're out in the world. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do. But I don't know, I want to mellow everything out, man. I feel like we can still give a good show. A lot of energy.
Start with Kanye and I have a new AKA.
We ain't at sea.
I am Kanye West's interview speech writer.
I tell you what, though.
Anybody wants that title right now.
Being Eric Adams' life coach, I am now Kanye West's interview question preparer.
I did. I'll come back to it.
He came out with 75. Then he could have hit the ground running, but he went like in a totally left field kind of thing. I'm like, come on, man. Get the downholding racism that we used to and hone in on that shit.
Like I said, man, out of respect of just everybody who has said so much about something they don't know about, because what pains me the most is people out here who can see Kanye plan, but they ain't got their own plan. They can't see their own plan. I'm like, bro, you can't even see God's plan, and you out here talking about you see Kanye's plan, bro. Like, it's a lot of delusion. You got the
blinders on,
bro. There was an action that was taken. Like, it was just regardless of how they appear as people, because I don't even want to be confused as being anti-Semitic. It's because they kind of just let you know, like, nah, bro, the way y'all stand on racism, we're gonna allow this to be the other. It's two of them. You got flat out racism, which I guess is black people you still got to fight for. Then you got anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism, which is a flat out, it's a harsher, faster accountability that's going to be taken at the behest of anti-Semitism than there is racism. At least that's what it seems to look like. So when if somebody was to express that point, I was like, okay,
So from the outside looking in, what you're saying is that, right, well, people can't see my hands, but racism is at a certain level, and it appears that
anti-Semitism.
Does it feel like it's higher on the racism?
Yeah, being an anti-Semite is way higher on the being a fucked up individual scale than being racist.
Being racist.
Well, why? Why are they not equal?
You can't say anything about because they've had to be on the bottom of everybody's joke for so long that you just can't talk about them. They were making fun of them and Asian people all at the same time, and then like, hey man, we finance a lot of the shit that y'all love. Shut up. But you're right. We should shut up about that, and we will. And they did.
I just feel like it's just kind of weird. Like, I feel like wrong is wrong.
I mean, but there you go. Think about the names of a lot of these companies. That
well, of, say, unless you're contextual, I will say, it seems to me that, hold on. It seems to me that if you don't put it into a Palestinian versus Israel conversation, you're not allowed to discuss the intricacies of the politics or the social political landscape as it relates to, as soon as we talk about lifting the boat, lifting the tide, lifting the boat, everybody decide to say, well,
they ain't on the boat, I'm on the raft, and my raft got this on it.
I got a bigger boat, I got this, I'm on this.
Start playing the oppression Olympics.
And then it turns into a bunch of, it, instead of everybody in the water taking care of everybody in the water and helping them get to dry land, it turns into a literal, like, you see that boat sinking? You should be lucky that ain't you. I let you on the boat because I fuck with you. Mm-hmm. Your homeboy can't get on the boat with you, though, because I don't fuck with that nigga. And right. Once you start seeing that happen, subconsciously, you want to be the person who going to get allowed on the boat, even if you going to tell yourself,
like, our boat going to float longer, but y'all got some shit on y'all's boat that we need that we ain't got.
So well, you know what?
Come and bring that.
Once I get to land, I can safely pull my people out the water. Mm-hmm. But along the way, some people go to a nice yacht party and never make it to the land. Some people make or it to
never
the...
never want
to
go back.
Some people get to the land.
Or don't even want to go, yeah.
Or some people get to the land where they plan on throwing a life raft. You done drifted all the way out to where it's like, bro, you done drifted so far out.
My life I can't save you
can't
now.
Get you. Yep. But then somebody will say, I'll give you a ride to that boat. But when you, I give you a ride to land. But when you get to land, I need you to
hook me up with this.
I need
this.
You to do this.
One and thing I've...
You will push your people. The people like, I ain't going to even get on your line no more because, like, you on that fuck
I ain't
shit.
Trying to do that when I get there.
I ain't riding on... No. Somebody else can come and get me. Matter of fact, we swimming, bro. We'll get...
Right. Like, they ain't got to do all that.
We going to just chill in the water. So the water scenario is the best thing I could say. You know, you can try to lift the whole top, but some people boats got holes in them. And... some people turn that shit into a party, bro. Like, it's a whole game, bro. How can you get the water out the boat?
Some people got gas on their boat. Some people got margaritas. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's
and some people got and that's what I'm starting at. All right? When we expect this whole segment to be one long beep.
More or less, but yeah. Yeah, them jokers weren't playing.
It's a 15-minute beep.
They weren't playing.
So let me...
Y'all all caught up on Thrones? My Thronies in here?
Oh, yeah.
House of the Dragon season finale.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get this season finale, bro. Let's wrap this season finale talk up, bro.
Because
I don't want to spend too much time on this because there's so much to get into with this season.
Niggas finna die.
So, all right. So, I do have to say
niggas
this.
Niggas did die.
Amon did not intend to kill.
No, that dragon.
That wasn't even Amon. Yeah, that was the dragon.
He was trying to get a dragon. No, yeah. Please, dragon. Please, dragon.
Yeah, that was the dragon,
he
bro.
He knew better. He knew. I think he just wanted to scare.
He just wanted to fuck with him a little bit. He
wanted to fuck with him and scare him, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because the look on his face at the end, he had that perfect, like, oh, shit.
Like, that was not supposed to happen.
If we weren't going to war before.
We're going to war now.
Definitely going now.
Yeah, better go tell your mama what you done did.
You know why? Because he wanted to psych himself up to be on his uncle's level. Ultimately, he know he ain't that cutthroat. He's still
a boy.
Exactly. He's still a boy.
Exactly.
He's still a boy, bro.
He was young trying to buck at his uncle, and he was like, yo, I'm not on Damon's level, but I'm going to buck at him because I want him to know I respect him and want to be like him.
Because Damon killed his third cousin.
Yeah, like hands down in front of everybody.
Like, I'm not willing to kill my nephew.
Right.
Like, I didn't want that shit to happen. Then folks like, well, he fought off the dragon. We didn't see him eating. He's going to survive.
That nigga dead.
Bro. I was like, but that nigga was above a storm, storming clouds, bro. He was...
and got munched, bro.
I was like, bro, I can tell your ass ain't never been on no damn plane. That motherfucker was above the storm.
He had a heart attack, trust me.
Like, what?
Even if he didn't get eaten, he looked down, he had a heart attack, bro. That's what happens. And people don't die from splatting the ground. And people die.
Right, bro, you going to reach terminal velocity. Nigga, you dead. You is dead. One way or another.
Right.
But what if he ain't, though? I mean, you know, it's Game of Thrones, bro. Shit be... weird shit be happening.
The old gods protected the out of him.
Book. Like, book.
People, no, you can't even go by the book.
They deviate from the book all the time.
I'm not saying you can't, but what I'm saying is, to answer your question, people who have read the book are just like...
not a nigga I ate.
Like, right here in writing, bro, he got eaten on par with what's written in the book. So unless there's... another book, because they was like, bro, I read the book and this nigga don't come back. Like, I know what happens in the dance of dragons. Because there's people who done read the Dance of Dragons who already know what's going to happen in the next season. They just waiting to see it.
Because Ice and Fire is Game of Thrones. The original series that we saw, the Song of Ice and Fire, that's that whole shit played out.
What we got is the dance. We about to get the Dance of Dragons, which is the Targaryen Empire, like, imploding from within because of all
the crown going to who is it at the beginning of Game of Thrones? Who's got the crown?
Starks.
Nah, the Lannisters.
Yeah. How it goes to the Lannisters.
How the Lannisters defeat. Because you notice when you get to this episode, the Lannisters and the Starks sided with.
Alicant.
Yeah, they side with the High Towers. So they sided with them, and you like, well, damn, they don't break oaths. But then again, I think they just said that because, you know, when they make the Starks, once they make a commitment, they gonna keep it. But I like how when she sent her son, which was a stupid move, you gotta send a man to do that. So she sent him just to say, didn't think about no politics. Just really sent this man to say, hey.
No, my mom is really the queen. You should listen to her. Boo 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 boo. Here's my mom, my dad has a letter.
My daddy signed up for that shit.
But here's the decree. Boo boo boo.
Bruh, my daddy signed that shit. He dead. I'm in charge, bruh. You can't empty handed, bro. Offer me something.
What did he say? He didn't bring one of my ugly kids. You gonna marry one of my goddamn
rapists? You didn't bring me. He said, no, I'm already betrothed. Then, bitch, you are worthless to me.
Be gone.
Like, you are worthless to me.
Then he said, I want your eye.
No, where did he get his magical fucking eye from? So what's up with him?
That's Dragon Glass. That's what I'm saying.
What's up with Amon and this Dragon Glass eye? Who the fuck forged that for him? Where'd he get that from?
The Maesters and that bitch hard. He looked way cool.
Yeah, I was like, bro, if he had two of them hoes, bro, you could just...
That man got a... When he took the eye patch off, me, I was just like, bro, he got a Dragon Glass eye.
Oh, I didn't even know what that was. I just thought...
Dragon Glass. It's glass eye? Dragon
magical.
Glass.
Magical. Like, bro, what the
they
fuck?
They forge. They melt the sand. You take the sands of driftwood, and you use dragon fire to melt it into glass.
Make it into glass.
And you get Dragon Glass. It's a special kind of sand and a fire.
It's like Valyrian steel.
Yeah.
Which is basically Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that motherfucker wanted that eye. And then I felt like he was just fucking with him.
I'm just
like
fucking with him.
He's going to fuck with him. Maybe, you know, maybe knock him off the goddamn
dragon.
Well,
no, he don't know that he's a pussy. He knows that he's a bastard, and he knows that he's going to fight.
He knows he's a pussy.
But see, that's the thing. No, they keep fucking with the strong kids. Like, they ain't tough. They not this because they're not true Targaryens. But just because they strongs don't mean they don't know how to fight. Y'all been bullying these kids their whole life, man.
Well, hold on.
Two of them didn't take them down. He whooped their ass until one of them slashed his goddamn eye.
Because they treat him like shit when they train him.
But he look at his brother like, his brother the king. He was like, my brother don't even want the king. My brother used to bully me.
Because his brother's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Degenerate piece of shit.
Yeah, his brother's a piece of shit, hands down. And then you got Aegon out here who's like, well, I guess I'm the only one who's taking this shit serious.
Me in my eye.
Yeah, the one that I got left. Well, I'm the only one taking this shit serious.
When that dragon ate that other little dragon.
It was between the dragons at that point. It didn't have nothing to do with them.
Yeah. He couldn't even stop that motherfucker.
Because even when the other dragon came by and spit the fire, he was like, "That I didn't tell you to do that." He just did it because he's like, yeah, you bigger than me, but nigga, you tried to... Brr, I'm going to spit my fire on you, like, just so you remember. And that motherfucker...
So you remember.
Right.
And it's the crazy thing that sucks
about... No, like on Futurama, but on Family Guy. He just bit that motherfucker.
You can't even really, like, dive into anything without getting it spoiled.
Right.
Like, you can't look up shit. Like, if you look up anything, it's just like, bro, don't read past the first page, because you read past that first paragraph, bro, you gonna...
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
It's gonna spoil it. Like,
I know they're coming out with the Jon Snow shit, and they're coming out with the Sea Snake shit, too, aren't they?
The Jon Snow we getting for sure, but the Sea Dragon and all that, that's speculatory. Because we don't know if we're going to get something from the Lannisters and the House Stark.
I need to go ahead and do them all, bro. I'm watching all of them motherfuckers, bro. Turn this shit into power.
I want to, just to see how this war plays out. Because you know,
bro, give me a whole universe of this shit. You
know the boundary lines of Westeros change. So it's like, I want to know what happens.
Shout out to the Darthrakis.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Darthrakis, I don't even think they exist yet. Just like the Wildlands of the North, they don't even exist yet.
No, not the Darthrakis, the Baratheons. I hate them motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, motherfuckers. Stannis and all them. Yeah, the Baratheons, you could never trust a Baratheon, bro.
The Red... Did they do the Red Wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah,
never trust a Baratheon, bro.
Fuck Gabby, fuck the Baratheons.
But yeah, if we do get a spinoff, that spinoff ain't coming no time soon.
I liked how your boy, the Sea Dragon, goddamn... hobbled his ass up in there.
Yeah, because me and my graphic design teacher were talking about it. He was like, man, I think he's dead. I think they're just saying he's still alive and mortally wounded to keep the throne, you know, to keep the illusion up. And I was like, no, I don't think he's dead, man. I don't think they would disrespect him like that. He was like, nah, man, I think he died, and he died off screen, and we're not going to see it.
Nah, he's too big of a character.
And then they showed him.
They would show his death.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, man.
They showed his cousin getting his head. I mean, his brother getting his head lopped off.
Right, I was like, nah, he's not dead, bro.
And I ain't never seen that nigga before that episode.
Right.
He got his head lopped off. We got to see him die.
And that's his brother who supposedly loves him so deeply and never seen him before today? Nah. Oh, it's supposed to be a Flea Bottom show? I mean, that would just be about what...
Well, that was canceled.
Yeah, I mean, but that would be like what the bottom of the bottom is. It's like on the ground level. What happens amongst the poor, amongst the regular people.
Yeah, man.
Be called a flea bottom living in a kingdom. That's the most disrespectful name ever.
Bro, this whole Westeros world is crazy because it's like I saw Rhaenyra, and cause Rhaenys, I like how at the beginning of the episode the first thing they do is ask her, so wait, you had your dragon, you had them all dead to rights, and you didn't do shit, and she was just like, nope, I ain't do shit, cause I ain't have to do shit. That's your work. She's like, well, you know, you could have prevented this whole shit. She was just like, look, I ain't finna clean up y'all mess. That's besides the point. Like, I ain't finna choose sides to clean up y'all mess.
I was sending a message for me and my kingdom. What y'all got going on ain't got shit to do with me.
But when she come at the end, like, of course we gonna join you. That bitch locked me in the goddamn tower. Like, held a sword to my throat and said, either bend the knee or die. So, yeah, I'ma ride with you. Like, you know, so now they trying to conjure up support. But like I said, they ain't really got nothing to offer without a legitimate claim to the throne. Right. Which they have, but...
I mean, you got a legit claim on both sides, though.
Well, and see, that's why when Otto came, nigga should have got smoked. He shouldn't have left. He should have got smoked. When he came to deliver them terms, he should have got smoked. But nah, they gotta do diplomacy. They finna try this whole diplomacy shit.
That was the whole thing. And that's what she was trying to do. Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'm gonna send my son and we're gonna be diplomatic about it. That's what he was saying. He was like, yeah, I came as a messenger, not as a warrior. It's like, yeah, you trying to extend this olive branch to everybody.
It's Damon, though. When Damon, you know what I'm saying? And they were talking about, like, bro, there's nothing we can really do to make them hate Damon. And it's kind of fucked up because we kind of want to show that he wasn't a good guy. That's why they edited out the scene when he hugged his daughters after their mom died. Yeah. I ain't like that because I kind of want to see them humanize them. But anyway, grab Rhaenyra by the throat. Like, bitch, look. This is, no disrespect. I'm just saying, you know, he grabbed her by the throat, said, look, bitch.
This is what it is.
It's what we doing. It's war. We ain't finna, like, look, I'm putting my life on the line, and you doing this diplomacy shit. You dragging shit out. It's inevitable. Like, these people demanding the throne, and look, you need to decide right now, either you gonna fall in line, or you gonna fight back. It ain't no, let's talk it out with peaceful terms and shit like that.
Decide that shit right the fuck now, and we gonna do that shit.
And has she decided? Maybe her son would not have gotten eaten by a dragon.
I mean, it was worth a shot, but at the same time, she didn't anticipate someone else being there. Like, they thinking like y'all, they trying to get ahead of the curve too.
She didn't anticipate that Amon and all that ahead.
Look, as soon there was a meme that went around that said this is how the scene should have went. And when that motherfucker landed and got off that goddamn dragon and looked up, seen that bigger goddamn dragon, his ass should have got back on his goddamn dragon and went the fuck home.
No.
Yes, that's what he should have done.
No.
That's a, that's my first instinct when they got off and saw that other dragon. Oh, goddamn.
No, what did I just say? No, what did I just say not 15 minutes ago? These motherfuckers have been treated as bastards their whole life, fighting to be respected and known as true heirs to the throne. They have to stand their ground.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah, but that... That's the Game of Thrones.
That's the Game of Thrones, bro. You can't be no bitch, bro. You really got to
That's
go.
The Game of it's Thrones, bro.
It's
not
being a bitch. It's being a child. Get your ass back on that dragon.
No,
take
he,
your ass
no.
Home.
In his mind...
He's trying to be a man. They
yes, in his mind, he is rightfully standing up for his place at the throne.
You got no one to hold him, when to fold him, bro. First off, your dragon ain't finna goddamn out dragging the other guy.
No, first off, he didn't know that motherfucker
Second
was
off,
supposed to
ain't
be there.
That.
Yeah, but when he got there,
your queen gave
mother,
you
your
order.
Queen mother gave you an order
Not
to
just
go.
Your mother, but the
Do you
queen.
Think that his mother would have sent him there knowing that Daemon was there? Of course
Aemon,
not.
Aemon.
Daemon.
Yes.
Lord
yes.
Tariq. Lord Farquhar.
Yes.
She would not have sent.
Yes, she would have because
she would,
she,
not
think,
have, she would not have sent
no,
him. She would have sent him. The she would have sent the older fucking brother. She would not have sent her no, youngest no, goddamn no, son. No,
okay, no. I get
if they,
that.
If they know he was there with that big ass dragon, he got. I think Daemon is the only one who would have damn said.
He
would have
went on his own,
but no
just
one
just to make the point.
But
nobody knew that Amon was gonna be there.
But when he got there,
so ain't no point
in
that.
Hell
dragon.
No, ain't no point in turning tail. He is the rightful. Next in line to the throne. He needs to step up to the plate. In his mind, that's what he's thinking. I'm the rightful no, next in line.
Smarter than that.
My, no. That's what being smart for him was.
Well,
his
it got
his
him
queen
eaten by a dragon.
Mother.
Hold on, hold on. That's, it's not to dispute him whether or not... Because we saw the results of what he did. But at the end of the day...
He was told by his queen mother to go.
He asked. He volunteered to go. His mother actually said no originally. But you know what? They're becoming men. They want to, you know, they're men.
And
that's
they
got
to stand up for themselves.
At a certain point, you got to be a man. So the mom understood. All right,
yeah,
you know what?
At
hold
nine,
on.
It's
hold
not
on.
The fucking time.
He's like, not nine years old, bro.
How the fuck old is he? 11?
He was 9 years old when he chopped Amon in the eye.
Oh, so he's 11?
No.
Right, 15?
He's a grown
no,
man,
he's
bro.
Not,
he's a grown
bro.
Man, dog.
Bro, that dude, that little kid.
No. He's like 10, bro.
No,
like,
he is not 10.
He's not a high schooler. He's not a teenager.
Bro, he's a
late.
Grown man in Westeros age. He's a grown man.
No, he's
he,
not.
No, he was doing his duty.
No.
Nope, I don't give a fuck. At that point in his life, he was doing his duty.
And his duty should be, I need to stay alive because this nigga's going to eat me with this dragon or kill me.
He didn't know he was gonna be there.
When he got there and saw the dragon,
you
who
can't,
the fuck
no,
else
hell
the dragon
no,
belongs
you can't
to?
Turn tail.
Cause I ain't trying to get stuck on this, bro. Cause we can just move the fuck on from this exact point. But
right, but he can't turn tail on that.
At the end of the day, like we just gotta take it how we saw it. It ain't no turning tail. It was just like, bro, I want to prove that I'm a man. I was given these orders. I volunteered to do it. I was given these orders not to even fight, cause I know I can't win that fight. But I gotta complete my mission. My mission is to give the king this letter.
So say
you
for
know
instance,
why?
You saying,
cause if he gets back home, let's be logical, bro. If he gets back motherfucking home, and they're gonna ask how did it go. Well, I saw Amon's dragon, so I got scared and left. Motherfucker, nobody going. One, you a bastard. We already didn't have no respect for you. So now you being a bitch, you ain't even man enough to just walk in there and give it to king. You don't know what would have happened.
You didn't even go in and speak. You didn't
you
even
You don't
speak.
Know what would have happened. Yeah,
man, I would have handed that nigga the letter. Deuces.
I mean, that's not what you said, though.
You talking about, I would have seen him
I was
and I'd have turned the tail.
Down that shit and got
no.
the fuck on.
No. No.
And got the fuck on.
No.
We can revisit this in 5 years when I'm a fucking adult.
Nope.
But I'm not. Again.
Hell no.
Look where
because
that shit
in,
got
no,
him.
Because in five
I'd
years.
I'd be alive.
No.
He'd be eaten by
okay,
a dragon.
Follow me now. Because in 5 years when I'm adult, I'm not on the throne. I'm trying to make it a point that my mother is now the rightful queen and what she says is law.
I'm coming here on behest of my queen mother. In 5 years, they don't even think she's in the rightful place to be the heir to the throne. It's supposed to go to the High Towers.
Bruh, hold on. Bruh, I literally, if you got a situation with a bully, you stand up to him in class. Like, you stand up to the bully, is what you got. You got to do what you got to do. You stand up to your bully, and he like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? You maybe you hit him with a good your mama joke.
You did everything you were, quote-unquote, supposed to do, and then after the fact...
You on your own.
The fight carries on.
He did his mission. He was going home. Right. That's all it was to it.
Yeah.
He literally did what he was told to do. He didn't chicken out. He did what he was told to do.
He stood up.
He ignored to do. He didn't go into this princess...
Even when the king and storms in told him, you're a little boy. You're not even supposed to be here. He was like, no. My mother sent me. I stand here as a man and tell you... what my mother said.
Look where standing there got him.
He didn't have shit to do with that. Once he got there and realized his cousin was there, he made the decision
to be the only reason why his cousin did not kill him there, uncle, whoever the fuck, the only reason why he did...
Uncle, listen, that's
the only reason why he didn't die right there is because the King Baratheon said, you can't kill this nigga right there.
He wasn't even Baratheon, but yeah.
If the king didn't stop that nigga from killing him, he would have killed that nigga right there.
Well, no, they would have fought right there.
He would have killed him.
They would have fought. They would have fought.
No.
The nigga's got one eye. He's got a blind spot.
No, this is the thing, bro. Let me break it down like this, man. And I don't want to stay on this point, but we here now. Aemon was bullied. He was bullied just like those bastards were.
Yes.
He was bullied by his older brother.
And Aemon just don't see the connection.
He was bullied. And because
he's pure blood.
No. That ain't my point at all. What I'm saying is this. He was bullied. Because he was bullied because even the bastard cousins, nephews, even they got dragons. He ain't got no dragon. They got a dragon before he got a dragon and he older.
Yep.
He just couldn't get no dragon. True. So the big thing they always held over his head was...
You have no dragon.
At least I got a dragon. And that's how... Aegon and the bastards even were cool because they were bullying him even back then because they had dragons. He didn't have a dragon. So when he got hit, he got the biggest...
Remember, they gave him the pig that they, you know, dressed up.
Like a dragon. Yeah. They bullied him. So his whole thing, he's already traumatized and like, bro, it's on site, get back because y'all made my life hell because I didn't have a dragon. Now I got the
y'all
biggest
dragon. Y'all bastards ain't got dragons? Oh, hell no.
So he's grown, but your little cud nephew who tried to son you, your nephew literally been trying to son you over a goddamn dragon a few years
and
ago.
And did son you.
Like his brother.
The night you got your dragon, he still took your eye.
He took your eye. You got your dragon, and you lost the eye. So, yeah, the very war, you're old enough to know that I can't kill him because my mom told me not to kill. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, like, bro, just, she considered for her son because I'm pretty sure she was worried about
because, like you said,
she was worried
because even like you said in a couple episodes back, like, no, she just wants to instill that fear in her son because she's the queen and she just wants them to know their place. And that's not even what it was.
Aemon, think about it. I have reason to suspect that Alicent feared Daemon was going to be there because she didn't expect the youngest to actually go there. So she telling him the same thing that Rhaenyra told her son. I'm pretty sure Alicent told her son, just go there as a messenger. So when he trying to buck because on his little bitty little nephew talking all this shit, and then he just wanted to scare his ass because literally when he because when he actually killed him. So that's the whole point. When you saw this dragon, now you can imagine if you would have went back home and ran, didn't even deliver the message you were supposed to. Now you done fucked up all my chess moves because you didn't even communicate the message. You didn't even communicate the message because you got scared. Come to find out, this nigga wasn't even going to kill you. So somebody said, look, he can't kill you. That's a pretext to war. You could have delivered the message. Why the fuck is you a little punk? You don't deserve the throne.
He sent you there as a messenger. You said you weren't coming as a warrior anyway, so he can't kill you. That was the whole point. He made it a point to say.
He made an oath.
I'm here as a messenger.
And he didn't even talk shit to Aemon when he saw him. He literally tried to ignore
because,
him.
Because Aemon was standing there with his hand on his sword the whole time, and he did not engage until after Aemon already tried to make that statement to him. Then he put his hand. See, those are the subtleties of what do they call that? The rules of engagement.
Yeah.
Like, he was respecting them up to that point. Then little buddy put his hand on his sword. He's like, okay, now Aemon is really trying to fight me. He might try me in here. And then the king of Storm's End was like, nah, ain't nobody finna fight in here. It ain't finna be none of that.
It was like a school yard bully.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. And they were like, no, nobody's finna fight out here. That's not what we do. You said what you had to say. He said what he had to say.
Go in the corner.
He said what he had to say.
As soon as the teacher
ain't looking. And it's up to me.
As soon as the teacher ain't looking at you on that bus and you walking home, the bully took the wrong bus, followed you home.
If he smacks you up when I'm not looking, that's on you.
Like, all you can do, and you see what that kid, he tried to get off the school bus and run to the house, and he just couldn't make it to the fucking house.
It was between the dragons, honestly.
He literally tried
to run away. Aemon did not tell his dragon to eat that other.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, that was between the dragons at that
point. I am aware of that.
Yeah.
Intent.
I mean, they both engaged in the fight, but it was between the dragons at that point.
I wholeheartedly agreed. Mm-hmm. Intent will pave the road to hell. Yeah. He didn't intend
to do anything. It does.
He didn't intend on none of that shit going on. He definitely probably was not trying to get a dragon to eat his goddamn family member.
Well, I mean, he probably wouldn't have been so sad about it, but you don't see him as his own family. That's the thing about it. He's like, you my cousin, but you a bastard.
Yeah, they ain't got no support, bro. At the end of the day, they know they gotta talk to every person they can. They gotta shake as many hands and kiss as many babies.
I mean, they got allies, but they trying to get the allies that quote unquote matter.
Yeah, and the allies that matter are being bribed by the kingdom with actual tangible, you know, mm-hmm. things that could change their life. You just trying to come at them on a promise. And Allison's thinking, like,
if we win the war, I will get thrown.
48 laws of power, but you can't guilt nobody. You ain't supposed to try to guilt nobody into doing nothing for you. Got to give something enough for them. Allison is not following the rules of engagement, the laws of power, none of this shit. Nope. You know why? Because she abstained from politics her whole fucking life and just did what she wanted to do. She didn't take into account that.
Not really. She married off to the king. It wasn't like she wanted to.
She got married off to the king.
Because
she was not playing political games.
Like, and
she wasn't playing political games until she started
doing what her dad told her.
Yeah, and then
not doing what she wanted to do. She's doing what her dad told her.
Until she started
rebelling against her dad, but her dad loved her so much. She's just like, well, I'm gonna keep slapping on the wrist.
Right, as long as you keep me as the hand, we gonna make sure this shit gets done. And once Clubfoot got in the position he got in, now she's realizing, like, I actually have control over people. Like, I have actually been doing shit and didn't know I was doing it.
Because she was in the room. She was in the room with the council for all these with Westeros relations. Yeah. She was in the room.
She didn't know her words were holding weight the way they did.
And
until Clubfoot told her.
And she got outright. The fuck out the room. And she could have rebelled and said, no, I'm going to be next in line for the throne. I'm going to sit in these meetings. She decided to fuck niggas and ride dragons.
Yeah.